Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a big name has left WWE after 32 years.
Ric Flair believes he suffered a heart attack during his last match.
We have another less sympathetic story about Ric Flair being a drunk buffoon.
And another major WWE star has just months left on his contract. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, straight out of 2001, Jerry Lawler is gone from WWE. To some extent, he is still under a Legends contract, it should be said. But PW Insider broke this news yesterday. Jerry Lawler's broadcaster contract, whatever, his deal, has been allowed to expire. WWE decided not to renew it. So, like, as a broadcaster, Jerry Lawler is gone from the company. Non-renewal, not released, anything like that. It means that he's not bound to the company. He's technically, apart from that, like 9 months in 2001, when he left, when Stacy the Cat Carter was released, I believe she
I
was
so,
at the
yeah.
time, when they were married. He was gone for a while in 2001, but they did bring him back. So, I mean, it's a 32-year run with WWE, if you remove that. He'd been there since 1992, now he's kind of gone. Obviously, his appearance rate had declined significantly over the past decade or so. And recently, Lawler has been out of the public eye because he had a stroke last February. And he has said himself that he is still suffering from some minor effects from that, although his health, he said at a signing this weekend, I believe, is actually quite good at the moment. So Lawler, the deal actually elapsed at the turn of the year, earlier this year. It just took a while to get out. And people are kind of surprised by it because of his tenure with the company. One source, one of PW Insider's sources, was furious about this. I'll just read what they said. The old company is dead. People can say they hate Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn all they want. We do. And they'd be right to do so, but certain people would have been taken care of. Lawler would have been one, but this isn't the old WWE. Howard Finkel, God bless him, wouldn't have had a job for life here anymore either. Fightful Select have reported there was a bunch of talk. Immediately, people were like, oh, he should reunite with JR.
I saw this.
AEW's
Collision's getting a new commentary.
AEW is obviously where Jim Ross works, but that's unlikely. According to Fightful Select, sources in AEW have stated that Lawler's name hasn't really been brought up as a possibility. Also, he's under a Legends deal, so it's probably not possible. Who knows? Those things are weird. Lawler is... This is actually, as well, pointed out by Fightful here, the first time in Lawler's career that he's gone a year without wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Mental. Because the thing about Jerry Lawler was that even when he was doing commentary for WWE and coming back and on these Legends deals, even up until, like, 2022, he was still doing the odd wrestling match.
Mad.
Here and there. He was all over the place. Apparently, he doesn't keep up with AEW. He doesn't watch much of any wrestling anymore and is likely done in the ring as well. Yeah, I mean, if I was 74 and I'd been in this all my life, I'd probably stop after a while as well.
Absolutely. Put your feet up.
Yeah. But there you go. Jerry Lawler, gone.
I think this is for the best. Like you say, don't get me wrong, he's literally the voice of my childhood alongside JR in terms of watching wrestling, and he is a legend of the business. But yeah, that merits a Legends deal, not a commentary deal. In the later stages, whenever he would pop on commentary, it did feel like very sort of out of place. You'd occasionally get the classic King commentary, but a lot of the time it was slightly jarring, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that comment you said from the source, I get it. I get it, right? Oh, you know, there's no longer just, you know, looking after people. They are. They've got him on a Legends deal. And also, don't bring up Howard Finkel in terms of the way the old company used to treat him, because they brought him back and then just bullied him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm all in favour of, like, looking after people who need to be looked after, right?
Yeah.
If a former employee is falling on hard times and you have the resources to help them out a bit, that's a good thing to do. That being said, with all of this stuff, it's like... it's not like they're letting him run off to join AEW or anything like that, right? Like, he's still on a Legends deal. I imagine they'll use him if they want to.
Yeah, if they're popping up around those parts, absolutely have him show up. I'm not saying don't do that. I just think commentary just, it's moved on, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It has. That's the thing about Jerry Lawler is that his commentary is very much a product of his time. Like, he's sitting there. It's like you watch a show from 1999. You can't really hold it to today's standards that much. He's sitting there shouting about puppies and stuff. Absolutely. Condone him and his late son, Brian Christopher, talking about Pearl Harbor when Taka Michinoku was wrestling and stuff like that. Like, gee whiz, like, stuff like that, obviously.
Of its time, wasn't it? Yeah.
It should be put in the bin of history. But yeah, like, he's not a good fit for today's era of commentary and all that stuff. But look, I grew up listening to Jerry Lawler as well. That doesn't forgive some of his behaviours or anything like that, of course. It's just... And also, like, a thing, it's Endeavor, right? They're cold-hearted mother hubbards.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They bought the UFC and immediately went, like, Randy Couture, get the hell out of here. Who are you? You're just some guy on a spreadsheet to us. It doesn't mean anything to them.
I know it doesn't matter, yeah. It's not like either or, because they're both gone. But if you're asking me, Jerry Lawler on a commentary contract or Cameron Grimes on a wrestling contract, I'd always vote for one of them. They got rid of both of them, so.
Yeah, they're cold. They're cold, man. Yeah. That's what they do.
Right, let's bring this up to date with more modern wrestlers. Ric Flair, he popped up on the Jackson podcast last month with a really interesting revelation about his last match, where he was supposedly having a sort of worked heart attack and now has revealed he had a shoot heart attack in the match itself, which is insane. It happened, of course, on July 31st, 2022, and Flair said, I went to get what's called a calcium scan, which I'd never had before because a couple of guys died in our business because of heart issues, so it kind of scared me. They give you the nuclear stress test, they shoot you with dye, they put you on the treadmill, everything. It's 2 days of 3 hours of test. 6 months ago this happened, he says. The guy takes me in. If you look at your heart like a big round pie, I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Well, it's a weird metaphor. Yeah.
Anyway, he says, there's a piece of my heart right here. It's big, it's black, and it's gone. The guy said, you've had a heart attack in the last 2 years. He asked, have you passed out in the last 2 years? And during my last match, I passed out 3 times. Ugh. I thought it was because I was dehydrated. I went into the locker room with Kid Rock and Taker. That must have been fun. I drank 2 bottles of Gatorade and went back out to Kid Rock's place all night long. But I had a heart attack. Apparently, Jesus. He added that Taker was the one saying, maybe don't drink beer, maybe drink some Gatorade if it is dehydration.
Yeah.
He'd had a heart attack during the match.
You think so, yeah.
Which, you know, if you see photos especially, but even footage of that match, it was really scary.
Well, we came on the channel and straight away said that this should not have happened.
No.
This match should not. It was disgraceful. Obviously, you know, you don't want to sit here and... there's lots of cases in wrestling, right, where someone has a minor injury and people go, they shouldn't have worked and all this stuff. And, like, people are big fans of playing safety police a lot of the time when it's not really warranted. I think this was a case where it was definitely warranted because the guy had a bloody heart. Like, why was this?
I wanted a last hurrah, but that wasn't it, was it?
Yeah, it raises questions about what kinds of checks were conducted before the match.
Exactly, yeah.
And all of that. Like, it was worrying watching it. Like, our video is on the channel where we reacted to the match, where we spoke about this stuff, where we spoke about, like, the spots where Rick appeared to black out. It's right there. You can check it out. We're not backtracking or any nonsense like that. The match was a piece of garbage. It should never have happened. And look, I'm glad he didn't actually die in the ring, because gee whiz, that could have happened. But yeah, it's really worrying hearing about stuff like this, and it raises so many questions about the organisation of this thing.
Yeah, they tried to protect him. Of course, it was a tag match. He was tagging with his son-in-law. It's a hard rewatch, that. It's a really tough one.
Like, I'm not touching that.
Especially the end with, like, the figure four. He's just like that. Just laid out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it certainly looks like he shouldn't be in that ring. So,
And it's Ric Flair. He's a sleazeball. Like,
yes.
You know, the
speaking of which.
Yeah, the decades of allegations against this dude. Right, so let's talk about him being an asshole for a bit.
He is a legend, don't get me wrong, but he's, yeah.
Yeah, he behaves like a fanny.
That's the best summary. He's a legend, but he behaves like a fanny.
He's a fud, is he? Right, so you maybe saw this tweet about him going to a pizza restaurant over the weekend. I'll read you the initial tweet. This is Ric Flair himself. I spent $1,500 at Paisano's Stone-Fired Pizza to be disrespected more than I ever have in my entire life. After taking 20 pictures with customers and staff, I was asked to leave the restaurant because of an issue I had with the kitchen manager taking too long in the bathroom.
What?
I would highly recommend that anyone who wants to enjoy a relaxing time in Gainesville at a nice restaurant to never visit this place. Woo.
Right. I didn't put woo at the end.
Yeah, he put a woo at the end.
Brilliant.
Burying this poor restaurant, right?
It's a new TripAdvisor, is this, is it?
It must be. It must be. So okay. The co-owner, a gentleman named Jerry Roberts, the co-owner of Paisanos, spoke to the Gainesville Sun about this. Spoke to the Gainesville Sun, and he said the following. We have reviewed the video of the incident that took place at the restaurant. It is clear our team worked in a professional manner to ensure the safety of guests and staff. We have thanked our team for their professionalism. We are proud of how they responded to the situation using and displaying our team values. I also tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same guy? I think it is. But if it's not Jeremy, it's his co-manager. Jerry, sorry. If it's not him, it must be the co-owner. Because they replied to the Ric Flair tweet saying, I'm the manager. Oh, no, it's a different person entirely. Sorry, I'm an idiot. But they replied.
They're all their staff, yeah.
Yeah, they replied. I'm the manager of Paisano's sister location off Archer. Mr. Flair was being drunk and disorderly. He wooed directly into a blind grandmother's...
I deliberately didn't read this story so I could get the thing on the video.
You went up to a blind grandmother and went, woo, because he was hammered, right? After being confronted, he picked up furniture and swung it menacingly. Oh, we love Rick, but he was boogered.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, he was boogered. So it's just being a drunk asshole,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, don't get me wrong. Appreciative that he took photos with people who were there and staff must have been buzzing to have Rick Flair. But that doesn't allow you to act like an arsehole.
Yeah, scaring some blind grandmother.
Wooing people's faces and hoying furniture around. And I don't care how much you spend. You could drop 10 grand. Yeah. It doesn't allow you to be a bellend.
Yeah, but I mean, this is how he behaves,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Even at this, like, I can't remember how old he is and stuff like this. And he gets encouraged by so many people, probably people close to him as well.
Yeah.
But you go online and you read stuff like this, and everyone's like, yeah, go, Nitch, woo! And it's like, why are we encouraging this idiot? Like, let's go home. Go home, sit in your house and be an old man.
What
Jesus.
Happened to the days of sitting on the old rocking chair on the old porch?
Yeah. It's just not good behaviour.
My story was, I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he's getting pissed off at restaurants and wooing in blind grandmothers' faces.
Doesn't respect a pizza business.
I guarantee they had a pizza oven there. I'd never act out in a place where it's had its own pizza oven.
Yeah, they could throw him in it. Get out of here, Rick. And you go,
yeah.
It's hot in those things. Don't do that.
Don't be a twat. It's not difficult, is it?
Yeah.
It's like, even if the manager is taking slightly too long in the bathroom.
What does that even mean? He took too long. He had an issue. Did he just really need a crap?
Do you reckon? What I'm saying is he's got drunk. He's acted out after getting a bit hyped up, taking photos with people. They've gone, calm down. He swung a chair at someone by the sounds of this.
He's gone, woo.
And they've gone, right, well, you have to leave now after you've paid your bill.
Yeah.
And he's gone, right, well, we need to make me look good in this scenario. What did the manager do? Nothing. He was completely courteous to us and just simply asked you to leave when you got out of order. He did spend quite a long time in the toilet, though, didn't he?
Yeah,
so
that was a long crap. Jesus, just a... What a... Yep, Ric Flair.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Let's move on and talk about Kevin Owens, shall we?
Well, I'd much rather talk about Kevin Owens than Ric Flair or Jerry Lawler, yes.
Well, he's only got 9 months left on his WWE contract. He's revealed in an interview with Metro UK. He signed in late 2021, so that makes sense. He's been with the company since 2014, of course. He said, I really don't take anything for granted. I have 9 months left on my contract and I don't know what can happen from here on out. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer reported that Owens' current deal is in the $2 to $3 million per year range. And I suppose I guess one of the benefits to sign that contract was you can wrestle Steve Austin in the main event of WrestleMania, which would kind of tip the scales for me as well.
Yeah, me too.
But he continued, this has been my home for 10 years. It's beyond the locker room. There are some very, very, very special people that work with me behind the scenes that I've become very close with. I really can't imagine not seeing them as part of my life. He puts over the likes of Finn Balor from the moment he arrived in the company, basically. And obviously, he mentioned Sami Zayn, who's quite good pals with. We're always in contact, despite the fact, obviously, they're on separate brands at the moment. We're always in contact when it comes around, we use each other as a sounding board. I'm very lucky to be living what I'm living. It's easy to forget it when it's something you do a lot. It kind of becomes the usual everyday thing and you forget how special it is. He seems to be having a whale of a time. I mean, he's not one of those people, a bit like Drew McIntyre. I'd be more than happy, love to see him stick around in WWE. I think he's doing some great stuff and has been doing some great stuff for many, many years. But also there's a bit of me that's like, right, but what would that look like elsewhere? AEW, you know, people were tweeting, give me Steen last night on social media off the back of this and sharing loads of mad Ring of Honor clips. I'm conflicted, Andy.
Yeah, they're working themselves into a shoot because he's not leaving.
No.
Not a chance in hell.
If he was
going to
leave, it was 2021.
Yeah. Yeah, I think snow will fall in hell. Lucifer's garden will be full of snow and his legumes, obviously.
Yes.
Before Kevin Owens leaves WWE, he's very happy there. He chooses to, but he doesn't have to kill his body to the extent that he might have to us. I mean, that's a terrible example. He takes crazy bumps.
Oh yeah,
he loves it. He's mad for it.
What did he hit like that top thing through some chairs?
Yeah, he's a nut. He's nuts, and that's part of why I love him. He's not going anywhere. He's going to resign. It'll probably take about 6 or 7 months because Endeavor moves slow. But that's going to happen. He's very happy. He's not going anywhere. I would like him to. Like, I like seeing people jump ship. I think it's fun. It doesn't matter what company they're leaving or going to. I would like that. But he's not going to do it. Did you see the video with him and Kayla Braxton?
No.
Fanning around in Lyon. It's like a minute long. It's really funny. Like, she's like, hey, we're in Lyon, let's get some food. Here's Kevin Owens. He speaks French. He can show me around or whatever, or help me speak to people. Immediately, Kevin Owens goes, there's a swan. There's no sells Kayla Braxton. Look, a swan over there. They go to a coffee shop.
Do they not have swans in America or Canada?
He just loves animals. Yeah. He just loves animals. They go to a coffee shop. Kayla Braxton orders coffee. Kevin Owens orders 2 creme brulees. legend, man after my own heart.
That is spectacular. I'm going to watch this when we finish.
She goes, is one of those for me? He just says no. He's a legend.
Don't share your creme brulee. Creme brulee is sensational.
It's too good to share.
I tried to make it when I was in food tech once. Too many eggs. Very eggy.
If you make it bad, it comes out like a weird omelette. You have to be careful. But
you have a little mini blowtorch for I want a creme brulee now.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I love Kevin Owens. Like you say, he's probably not going anywhere. As I said, if he was going to jump, it was going to be probably to AEW when they were on their peak in 2021 and when WWE was run by the terrible part of the business. And now he seems to be a lot happier. He's a Triple H guy, of course, isn't he? So
he's good.
He's going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, you want to get in touch with us on X. First, actually, a bit of housekeeping. Hi to Thano, who says, could you guys please stand up your Mankind figure in the background? So.
Oh,
he's not playing games. There you go.
Okay.
No, that's not going to work. I'll work on it. I'll fix it for tomorrow's news video. There you go. That's a hook to watch tomorrow.
It's McFoley. He takes bumps, man.
Exactly.
What do you want?
And before we get to the questions, a shout out to the Smark Order. I wanted to echo this. This is an Andy Murray appreciation post. The man is in the office on weekends, holiday, busting his ass for the What Culture channel. Andy is the real MVP.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Quite right.
That.
Working very hard over the weekends when we were all power washing our drives.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to give myself a half day today to compensate for it, but hey, here we go.
But yeah, thank you for doing that over the weekend.
You're welcome.
And the bank holiday Monday, hence why we weren't all here yesterday. Andrew Richardson starts off with our questions, though. Morning, gents. Hope you're both well. With Big Bill now under the learning tree, sigh, Andrew says, where does this leave Ricky Starks? What would you want him to do? Singles run, title?
Yeah, I think he's going to leave. straight up, I think he's going to leave and go to WWE. Look, it's just my gut. It's not based on...
He's hanging out with Cody.
Yeah, he's friends with Cody, but all that stuff's fine. I just feel like he might look at what Cody's done in WWE and gone, hey, my friend's done all this, maybe I can do something similar. Maybe not to the same heights. Cody is exceptional. Mm-hmm. His success story is outrageous. But Ricky's very talented. I love Ricky Starks. I think he's going to leave. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I heard a report that he was backstage at AEW getting some medical checks and what have you, but they're just not using him at the moment.
Yeah, he's not injured. I think he clarified that they were just doing medicals and he was obviously one of them. Yeah, strange. Why have they split up him and Big Bill? Why has he not been on TV?
Why has Big Bill got to sit in the learning tree when he's a former tag team champion in AEW?
Why have they paired Big Bill up with Chris Jericho? I broadly enjoy the AEW product. I prefer, I don't know how many times I have to clarify this before people stop going, you're pro WWE, but
yeah.
No, I greatly prefer the AEW product to WWE's, but the treatment of Ricky Starks, the booking of Ricky Starks recently has been weird and bad.
Yes.
And it should be fixed.
He probably likes AEW slightly more than WWE. I like WWE slightly more than AEW. It's a nice balance we have on the news, but we can also still call out the company's bollocks. That's how it works.
Well, here's the thing. The problem is, only like one company and you hate the other one, you're entitled to do that, but if someone even gently criticizes one aspect of the other, suddenly you're on the payroll.
Yeah.
And this
I wish.
Yeah, it's weird. People have been saying it for years. As soon as AEW launched, we were on the AEW payroll, but for the past couple of years, we've been on the WWE payroll. Make up your mind, which one is it?
I need to wear my AEW and WWE Rolexes on the news.
And we can say that because the people who come up with that rubbish aren't the actual good people who come in and watch the videos that we love and appreciate. It's psychopaths on various social media websites who see a thumbnail and go, ha, agenda!
No, we're just telling you what it is and we're trying to have a laugh with it, but come on.
I love our audience.
Yes.
Social media is a toxic dump.
King Ren gives us our second question today. Hello, Legends of Wrestling News. Hello. King.
Hello.
With the arrival of Tangaloa and the possible jump of Hikuleo to WWE, what are the chances that we get Jacob Fatu on Roman Reigns' side? Have a nice week. Much love from Germany.
Yeah, maybe they'll do that. I mean, actually, with Hikuleo coming in, potentially, I think he will. I imagine if they just sent him to Roman Reigns, it's I hate my brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Don't like those guys. It's see you later. See you later, guys. Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. It's not really a possibility I've considered. Jacob Fatu's a really good wrestler. He'd get over it. He's a mean son of a gun, demeanor-wise.
Yeah.
But he'd also get over as a face because he's so much fun to watch. So why not?
Yeah, I like that. Maybe have another person try and join the new Bloodline 2.0 and then they get trucked like that fan who tried to jump the barrier at the Jacob Fatu show.
You know what they should do? They should bring in Haku, man. They should bring it. Can Haku still go? When was his last match?
Ask Simon Miller.
I'm going to find out when the last time Haku wrestled was.
Yeah. He's. I've interviewed him prior to him trying to attack Simon Miller, and it's the best behaved I've ever been on an interview.
Haku wrestled last week.
Jesus.
For an indie company called ACW in Kentucky. So there you go. Yeah.
Getting back in the rumble.
He teamed with Beastman and Barbarian, reforming the Faces of Fear there,
okay,
against the franchise players who are Shane Douglas, Chris Cannon, and Nick Hamrick. Is that related to Chris Hamrick? I have no idea. But
sounds
there you
class,
go.
Though.
Yeah, fun.
Get Haku in.
He had a singles match in 2022 against somebody called Willie Sweet. And in 2021, he was defeated by Attila Khan.
Okay.
So there you go.
Get Rikishi on the other side as well.
Why the hell not? Why the hell not?
Get them all in.
Oh my god. How, this is a weird match. Meng, Haku, yes. The Barbarian, and the Samoan Tsunami against Caleb Conley, Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich is still wrestling. And Bushwhacker Luke. My goodness gracious me. Lots of matches
and
going on.
Meng's head.
Oh,
pretty bad idea, that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, mate. I wouldn't do that. What a fascinating cage match, Paige. This is. Look it up when you're done.
Final question today comes from Time Pants, who says, "Good morning to my favourite work buddies over at What Culture. Thanks for getting me through the day. You're more than welcome."
You're welcome.
What do you think about finding a way to pit Tucker against Gable for the number one contendership to Sammy's IC title? This is a day after he tweeted this yesterday, so I will say this obviously after they've announced that they're probably going to do a triple threat.
Tucker, as in
the golfing, weed-smoking former Heavy Machinery member.
Making lemonade.
Oh. Oh, we loved Tucker. He got screwed over by the old regime and to a million other people. But they were like, oh, I really like that Otis. Why, Tucker was just a bellend so we could split him up.
His heel turn was whack. Like, I don't know why they did that. Heavy Machinery was fun.
Yeah.
Heavy Machinery was fun. You know what? If you're going to end up splitting Otis and Gable at some point, Heavy Machinery, a babyface mid-card tag team.
That'd be fun.
I'm in. I know
Heavy Machinery versus the Creed Brothers.
Oh, that'd be
oh my God.
Just be a good time. Like, they were so weird and silly, and like I enjoyed them. Have you ever seen Tucker getting thrown out of a window by Eddie Kingston before?
No.
He doesn't.
I've got no work done today. I'm gonna watch these.
Yeah, there's a really good photo of Eddie Kingston just being like, "Bleh!" I don't remember the indie promotion it was for. I think he does a lot of work for like some of the Northwest Indies.
I hope he's doing well, because I really liked him. He got absolutely screwed, and then they cost Otis the money in the bank, and then they just did nothing with him.
Yeah, bring them back, man. They were fun. Stakes and weights, baby.
Oh,
Stakes
yes,
and weights, baby. Remember when the Otis debuted as a creep when on the main roster?
Oh, yeah.
Where he walked up to Alexa Bliss and went, "Pretty lady!" That was obnoxious. Don't do that. But like,
I like the Mandy Rose story. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Just eat some steaks and lift some weights.
Yes.
And Heavy Machinery rocked, man. Get them home. Bring them home.
And put the title on Chad Gable, because he kicks ass. Love that guy.
Let's go.
Right, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comment section below. And while you're at it, why not check out this video right here?
Right here.
Boom.
We've ranked every gimmick match. Crazy. Crazy thing to do.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.